And we need a roll call.
Randy, is that good?
One coming up.
Tony.
Gary and Mark is absent.
Well, I have to call him.
Oh, is he gonna Zoom or something?
Just speaker.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. Say here.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, here we go. I guess the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Liberty and justice.
All right. I guess the first thing we're going to do is this amendment of resolution for the Amendment of Resolution 2025-11, Source Well Grant and Approval of Resolution 2025-14, Source Well Grant. And this is for, let's see. Oh, this is a resolution amending the resolution. And this is for wildland gear, structural gear, portable storage stalls for the fire department for $43,872.70. Do I need? I don't need to read this whole thing, do I? So we're up for a vote on that, a motion and a vote.
And if you have any questions,
I'm happy to answer. I'm happy to give any background.
All right.
Ann pretty much filled me in yesterday, so.
All right.
Was that a motion, or did you just read that?
I'll make it as a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that's passed. Let's see, then we move on to the review of Wolf Track contract for solar on City Hall and Bar Building. And now we've had our lawyer, Tom, go through this, and he's made some comments and additions and deletions here. So I guess it's, if we have questions for these gentlemen, if they have any questions for us.
Can I make a comment?
Certainly.
Yeah, most of the small edits are helpful and great comments in there, but the payment terms definitely are us being a construction company are pretty tough for us to not work with or kind of work outside of the standards on it.
Right, and I think we all understand that, and you guys need something to get going on, and unfortunately at this time we haven't really had a conversation with the lawyer that had gone over this contract, it'd certainly be of value to sit and talk to him. He's out of town, and we just haven't been able to have a chance to talk to him on this contract yet, but I believe we all certainly understand that you guys need a down to get going. But it'd really be nice if we could have a little time with him to have him explain what he's found on this and that sort of thing, I guess.
Well, honestly though, John, I'd love to know what you guys would like to see then in the contract so we can take that back to him, right?
Right, right.
So I don't know if we should go page by page and say, yes, you know, we're okay with this, 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 and then anything you're not okay with.
I've kind of re-reviewed it, and all the small edits are pretty quick reads, and I think probably not going to be there's not going to be much pushback on any of those. Those are actually you changed the county to the correct county in like the fine print of one of the paragraphs. So that's great. But the I do know that the payment terms are pretty tough for us to move on. Everything else is probably, you know, easy conversation. It probably has, you know, probably will go like what the lawyer suggested. Also per the 5% down payment for the safe harbor for taxes, which would be covered by the 10% deposit, probably actually should be a little closer to 10% in case there were some other costs, almost never from us, but that did come up after the fact, then you would be covered by if the percentage needed to be slightly more than 5% of the original cost, but you decided to add on something after the fact, you would be covered. But the deposit is 10%, the standard deposit, which is a little more than what you would need for the safe harbor, tax safe harbor anyway, so. Ann?
Yep.
Did you say something?
What are you referring to? I'm sorry, on the 5%.
And Lori can comment on that. She just mentioned it as well, that per the, were to go into 2026, you do need to have a small down payment on it to qualify for that tax safe harbor. And but everybody's suggesting to do slightly more than the absolute bare minimum in case there were a slight cost change.
So you're,
Okay. One thing I do want to throw out is that the September 9th council meeting, I had said I wanted to speak with our auditor on this project, and I did yesterday. And what Doug advised is with two state grants and then the federal funding and then the auditing of all this, is it possible for this whole project to be in 1 year and everything paid out in 1 year? Or else our auditing costs.
That seems pretty kind of difficult. If we, I guess that kind of goes back to this gentleman. If we were to say yes today, would they have it done at the end of the year?
Or vice versa.
Or do we wait till after the first of the year? But does that then, with our grants, create a little...
From a grant perspective, we'll be fine. From a, you raise a really good point, Ann, moving that audit into 2 years.
Yeah.
There's so many ramifications of, grant money isn't always as free as it seems, right?
No.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. I think probably Mr. Rumelson could talk to the fact that while we may want to say this isn't our issue, Wolf Track is extremely busy this time of year. And just a quick history, we've started working, Mr. Winkleman started working back in 21-22 on analyzing for this project. And here we are now coming into the 11th hour in 2025 with still an unsigned legal contract with Wolf Track. I think it might be a lot to ask at this point. They have guaranteed that to meet the solar and public buildings grant, we have to have the 5% minimum down payment made in 2025. I think Mr. Fetty, the owner of Wolf Track, was on a prior meeting, could not guarantee that he could finish the project in 2025.
Right.
Especially given the fact that we aren't quite where we need to be on their contract yet. There's a memorandum with the utility company that needs to be finalized. Okay, like I said earlier, there's a few dominoes that need to fall here. So with that said, John, do you have any hope for a 2025 completion if certain things could happen, or?
Right, and yes, often not up to us at all, but just getting paperwork through the different other organizations like the utility, et cetera. And just a few different design things. I know you guys are taking care of most of the permitting, but just all of that interaction and emailing and getting things filed, which isn't us up on the roof. When we get up on the roof, it is typically days until it's done, or, you know, it's very, very quick at that point. We call that the, you know, the last 1%, even though it seems like really to other people, maybe the entire project. We have actually thought this was going to go ahead for so long that we have it in our schedule now, but things like snow can happen very soon, and with some of these things taking a few weeks, plus our really, really booked schedule, we have put a 2026 completion date on the contract just in case. And there are also there are sort of safety nets out there where this really can, everybody else who is doing, they're still doing solar on public buildings grants now, new ones, and everybody is assuming to just do the tax safe harbor this year and then have them completed next year. So this isn't a one-off or just like a neat idea to try it. This is it's been reviewed by many, many experts that it should be safe if it does go into next spring or early next summer for some reason after snow melts off the roof. But it is actually already in our...
The direct pay perspective, it would cause an audit issue, John, for Ann, but from the direct pay perspective, we should be safe. David Winkleman and I have attended multiple conferences, you have as well, John, to make sure, because some of these laws are still evolving, we want to make sure we're still following within the guidelines that we need to. And
yes.
I'm not charging for all those meetings, by the way, because I consider it education for me. And if I could, I hope I'm not out of line, I would just like to put in a good word for Wolf Track and for Mr. Rubelson himself. He has been, lest there be any concern about, you know, why are we at this point with the contract at this late hour, he worked with me, I would say, almost daily, and Ann was copied on much of it, so she'll be my witness, to give us all of the answers. It was a very technical, state-level grant, not quite as bad as the DNR grant, but this solar on public buildings was a real challenge. And without John and David Winkleman's input on the technical points, we could not have been successful in submitting this. So I know I need to be objective, and this is not my decision, but I just want to give you that background that they have been most helpful. And I would like to further add, where I'm probably getting way out of my bailiwick, but is it, knowing that there's a meeting coming up on the 10th, we've had your attorney say what these small red lines items are, and the down payment item. We've had Mr. Rubelson say, we're good with all of the small items. Could we fast track that somehow to say, maybe John, you would need to send a counter to say we are fine with all of the, because this really is a negotiation between 50 Lakes and Wolf Track. We are fine with all of the small edits. We do need that 10% down payment. Maybe it would be the one point of disparity. And it may be easier for you to get through to a clean contract.
As I see this, they're in agreement with everything except for at the very last page here, that 10%. And that's really right today the only real sticking point as I see it. And if we were to, if even a down payment's gonna stretch, what is it gonna cost us?
I certainly can circle back to Doug. I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, this seems a little bit of time is of the essence. I think even if they got going right away, they probably wouldn't have a final billing for us till after the first of the year. Is it final billing or is it end of project that we'd like to have done by the end of the year as far as auditing goes?
Probably placement service, I'm guessing, huh?
I would guess so.
It'd probably, jump over.
It's utility commissioning is when the last payment is made.
Okay. And there's really, as far as the grant school, there's really no, we don't have to have a specific date that we're done by. We don't have to have it done by the end of the year.
Very good question. Not by the end of the year on either one, but I believe on the MPCA one we have until the end of April. So, John, that's something to be aware of, too. If we get early snow, that $49,000 grant that we got last time,
so
end of
I'd
April.
Like that for them to acknowledge that they would be done by April, well,
that's,
I guess. Well, that's
a great idea. Yeah, great idea. Work that into the contract.
So... I think that's a great idea, John, if you would take this contract and then come back with how you guys want to see it written.
And I would definitely like to approve this at our next meeting.
The 14th.
On the
October 14th, yes.
October 14th. I'd really like to see this approved at that time.
Because then the process is that we still have to have a public hearing for a conditional use permit. Excuse me. On this.
So if they could get back to us by...
Well, the only thing is then it wouldn't hit... I don't believe it would hit the October planning and zoning meeting unless we just have Bethany advertise it, put the public hearing notice out, and prepare for it at the October... It's the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Is there any such thing as a special meeting for zoning?
Can you say that again?
Well, a conditional use permit needs to be issued, so that means that we have to hold a public hearing.
Yep.
And so that would be on the fourth Tuesday in October, but we have to meet the deadline, of which I'll check with my assistant, but I think it's the deadline... is either the day of the council meeting, October 14th, or prior. And Bethany's ready for it. She's fully aware.
Nice. And we're going to try to start the utility interconnection and as much of that paperwork in advance as we can.
Okay.
Anyway, kind of just pretending that everything is flowing and assuming we're not going to have to, like, take the paperwork back from the utility. But, that is getting, as far as any construction project goes, getting to the end of October to just to start the wheels turning on a project is pretty late in the season. So
then I don't know, with this grant, do we have to do the 5% now?
We have to do it before 12/31.
Okay.
And the 10%, Mr. Mayor, circling back to your question, will be roughly $14,000 from a cash flow perspective.
Right, yeah. Right. We have that.
Okay.
In our paperwork.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm only trying to just kind of state, you know, physicalities of snow and construction, not anything of our opinion or going.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, at any speed or anything.
And I just want council to know, and John, Dave, and Lori, that the attorney, if he was here, would tell you the reason he did this is because he does not want to see us on the hook, without the funding being secured. It makes him very nervous for the city.
You raise a good point, Ann. At the time he did these red lines, we hadn't yet won the solar on public buildings.
No.
Now we have.
Right.
Furthermore, we have won the grant to pay for my grant fees.
Mm-hmm.
This project has really neared $0, $1,200 maybe out of pocket. You are in an excellent position.
And just so you guys are aware, in the email I sent you for the funding sources, you know, 44% of it is the IRS direct rebate. 30%. Sorry, it's 44,000. And I just want you aware it's still in place. You hit on it earlier, you know. But if that were to go away, then
there is some risk there. But as I said, John and David and I have been going to multiple conferences with the multiple attorneys present. We've got it. They know these projects are in play.
Mm-hmm.
And we may or may not agree with everything that goes on at the federal level, but they are trying to protect this funding. So there's always risks in the grant world, but so far we've landed on our feet pretty much at every turn. And I would say, John, David, do you have any comments on to that? You've probably studied that more than any of us as far as the security of the 30% continuing with a project completion in 2026.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of discussion about the 48E funding, that 30%. And it's been confirmed in quite a few places that it's good until the end of 2027.
Oh, good.
We need to have it, you know, sooner than that. And, you know, I wanted to testify to the fact that I've been a contractor for over 50 years, and there's almost always a down payment. So on Wolf Track's behalf, you know, I think they should get at least 10% as a down payment.
The deposit is partially a formality, just to kind of get customers' skin in the game a little bit. But the middle payment, though, where we'd have to float the 50% of the project, which is often not even all the materials in actuality, but that was the more stressful part I'm imagining for Jesse, our owner.
So we could be looking at,
if that makes sense.
Yep, we could be looking at the 10 and the 50 this year yet.
Yeah, and then we try to time it so that that payment is made right as the materials are actually being purchased. We're not sitting on that money for, you know, in our bank account for weeks on end. It's really so that it is quickly used for the appropriate purpose.
And then how long is it when you order the material before it comes?
That might be a few days to typically, it's most of the material we order is for things that already exist, typically in a warehouse in Minnesota at one of our suppliers. Okay. So that's typically pretty quick. There could be some glitch with some small product or something that is somewhere that they're like, oh, that's in our Texas warehouse or something like that. But typically everything exists already. These are, remembering what the equipment is, that's all typically readily available equipment.
Okay. Now, one thing
And things should move very quickly after that.
Okay. One thing, too, our city attorney was very strong about was the city engineer being a big part of this whole process. So just looking for comments on that, because then that is a cost to the city.
Have you talked to the city engineer at all?
Mm-hmm.
I would think it would be on his end fairly simple. I think we still have the blueprints of the trusses that were used on this building. And by giving him those, he should almost, I think he'd make a pretty good decision quickly. I think, I don't think that in all the time these guys have done solar that they've run into a roof that won't support their stuff.
Not a modern, recently built, stout building like that, but older, you know, 80-year-old buildings, there's a, with 2x4 rafters or something, but this is, we're talking well-built trusses, plywood roof. The modern buildings will typically go through engineering with flying colors.
And John, you have physically been up and viewed that structure, correct, on site?
Yep, I even started looking at the building years ago with a different, slightly different company in Bacchus. So, yes, many times that building is pretty solid for the additional light load that solar will have on it, if any.
Yeah, the solar will only weigh about 5 pounds per square foot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
That's on the high end. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 to 5 pounds.
I might suggest that if you do need to pull the engineer in to check that box, then maybe Mr. Winkleman and or John meet with them, because I think that's part of David's assessment, is to look at the overall. If, from a semi-engineering standpoint, would you say, David, is part of your assessment?
Yes, that's how we start the project.
Yeah, and I feel pretty positive that this is a very good roof. I don't think we'd have any problems, but you know, it doesn't hurt to ask those that know. I mean, if we didn't have an engineer, I wouldn't have a problem on putting the solar on here personally, but it's worth a quick question, possibly.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, the way it sits right now, these guys, they seem to be quite happy with the way the contract has been rewritten, other than the 10% thing, which I think is a very normal part of doing business. It seems one of the holdups is that CUP for getting
conditional use permit.
Yeah, CUP. You know, that's whether we vote today or wait until a council member, that's still out there. And I ask the question, could we call a special zoning meeting to get that going any sooner, or would there be any advantage to doing that if we decide we want to get going here?
I don't know that she can. I'd have to ask Bethany. Because we have a structure of when we do public hearings, you know, and giving notice.
She could say.
No, but I can call her.
Because if we can't do anything until the October zoning meeting, I don't feel bad about putting this off until our October regular.
Well, and then I would like to see what John comes back with. For every red line.
Right, right.
You know.
And if they come back sooner again, there again, it, like I say, if we're kind of held up by the zoning, no matter where we're at right now, I mean, we could agree to it today, but we're still held up by zoning a little bit. I guess if we agreed to it, we could still put a down on it.
And then the middle payments wouldn't probably be a hurdle either.
We do have grant funds available for starting to make the payments too, of course. Two grants. Well, not solar and public buildings, but MPCA funds should be available on a reimbursement basis now.
Is Mark still on there?
Are you there, Mark? Hello, Mark. Says he's here, but I don't hear him. Hello?
Microphone?
He don't seem to be there, I don't think.
Hey, I'm sorry, I was here. I was trying to shut the mute off.
Oh.
No, I just muted so I could. Yeah, no, I was listening to everything. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. We're thinking here.
I just don't know that you can move forward without a final contract, right?
The 10% down.
No, I mean with him coming, but yeah.
Because
this is not ready.
Right. If they're, yes, I think there again, I guess it kind of comes back to if they could send something back to us by our council meeting, then we could vote on that very easily.
And in the meantime, I think Bethany could advertise for the public hearing for October.
Right, and maybe even question her if we have a need to get this going sooner, see if she can have a special zoning meeting sooner, if it's of issue. So at this point, I don't think we're going to vote today on this. I think we're going to put it off till our regular council meeting on the 14th.
Have a special meeting for the for planning and zoning prior to? What is our date today?
Tonight is our zoning meeting.
So we're not waiting until October then?
Well, that's the question I asked is, can we call a special zoning meeting? And we're uncertain on that right now. As it stands, the zoning meeting's tonight. We can't get it in there tonight, no, because it isn't advertised. But like I said, I would ask the question that if we had to get a special zoning meeting, if that was possible. I don't know that it's ever really been done, but it's certainly a good question.
Yeah, let's see if they can't meet again next week just on this topic, and then that way we can make a viable decision. Is that our whole thing? We're hanging up. One of our hangups is the deposit and the CUP.
I believe so. Yes. Yes, and it seems like that CUP is going to hold us all further. Even I mean, we could. You know, like I say, we could okay this today, but that CUP is still end of October unless we find out we can put in a special zoning meeting, I guess.
Well, if we're going to try getting this done at 25, I don't really see any way around it without having a couple of special meetings.
Okay, here's a game changer. It's on the agenda tonight.
It is?
Yes.
Well, we just found out that this CUP is on the agenda tonight, Mark.
Okay, so then we can...
Did you read your packet, Mom?
On 14th.
Yeah.
And possibly, yeah. Good, all right.
That's very good news.
All right, I think, are we all in agreement that we put this till the 14th and hopefully these guys get back to us with a revised...
Perfect.
Yep.
Sound good to you, John?
Yep. And just a reminder, most of that, the smaller wording is probably, might get down to just some fine details, but that all is generally correct. It's the payments that are the conversation.
Okay.
Yep. And I think we're all in agreement here. It's looking really good. And just jumping through the correct hoops here, as we must.
When you add grants into the mix, there's more hoops. Judge can probably attest to the fact that if the city self-funds this, it probably goes more easily, but we get help. Like I said, no such thing as really free money.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right, very good. Thank you, John and Dave. And Lori?
Yeah.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep her on the sunny.
Sorry. Okay, the next thing was just, and you don't have to rush off, Lori. Take 2 seconds. Is the preliminary budget.
Nope.
All I did was put it on there because I hadn't sent it to the county yet, but I feel...
Is everybody still pretty happy with what we voted on for the budget?
No. Okay.
Mark, are you good with the budget as it stands?
I'm not good with it at this point.
All right, we're going to go ahead and submit it to the county then, I believe.
That's all I had.
All right, I think that's it. Open forum. Anybody have anything to say?
I do. I'd like to bring up with Bob Stancer. Is everybody up to speed on that deal there with the sirens?
Yeah, they seem to be wanting to send out a representative from Wisconsin somewhere, and it's gonna, they want to bill us a pretty fair.
$2,500. That's the rate for something that's their problem.
And I agree with you on that.
Well, I think you were gonna talk to Bob,
though. They put in the wrong batteries or the wrong chargers or something there. This should be all warranty.
I agree with you on that.
Go after them for this and say, hey, no, this is
Is there a, I know they want money to come out here and stuff like that.
Well, Bob replied though in that chain and said, you know, part of the decision-making process on this was we wanted to go with American Signal, but it was questioned about the travel time and all that to come here in case we did have an issue because, what's the other one? Anyway, National, I think maybe. Anyway, because they're only in St. Cloud, and right. They assured us, no, you know, we'll make it work, and so now they're reworking their pricing. So, and so then I did suggest to Gary, I think it should be a Teams meeting or something with the person from, or people from American Signal, and say, we're not happy with this. They haven't even been in, they haven't even been active for 2 years, and now we have to spend $3,700 to have someone come out?
Right. So, yeah, I think we need to talk to him, Mark. You want to sit in on that meeting, you'd be very welcome.
And I think, should they decide not to go with what we're arguing and just come out and warranty everything here, I think we somehow get into a conversation, not necessarily slander, but hey, watch out for these guys, they don't back up what they say. Because it's my understanding everything should be under warranty still. I don't remember installation date, but I don't think it's been 2 years yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and that's, I recall a lot of warranties, as they said also, so. But yeah, I think we need to have a meeting with them and get this figured out, because I'm in agreement with you, Mark, that I think this is total warranty work.
Right. Did anybody remember, or Dan, do you have the exact installation date on that stuff?
I can grab it for you and I'll shoot you a text.
But like you say, you know, 2 years, that's just kind of ridiculous. You know, and none of the batteries are working, that's just...
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
We're for sure not 2 years into those things and they haven't worked, they're not working.
Right, I've heard them once last summer, but, you know, after the batteries discharged, have they even charged ever?
Right.
Okay.
So we need to have some conversation with them, and I would really like to get that addressed here more on the sooner than later as warranty time allows, although we've got it on record that they weren't working as far back as, I believe it was the August test that didn't work.
When the whole company went off?
Right. So that was sometime in August they didn't work, and I don't know if anybody let them know at that point. I was kind of busy at that point also.
As I recall, it seemed that the county, or we thought that it was on the county's end, I think.
You're right. I believe we thought it was on the county's end at that point also.
So maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was us. So.
It was there. I think it was just battery issue the whole time.
Yeah. Yep.
Before Lori leaves then, I just wanted to see if there's anything that we need to explain to council on these grants.
I have one more item I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
I just thought of it. We've mentioned that there are a number of contracts involved here along the way. The next big one is the solar on public buildings. I just, mm-hmm. Ann and I corresponded about it again this week. It's quite a long contract. That one you should probably get in front of your legal again as well. And then come back to you with recommendations. However, remember, we might not have as much wiggle room on that one because it is a state contract that's been, you know, gone through all the state authorities. I don't know that we're, like with Wolf Trap, we'll be able to redline and send back things. But you should at least understand what you're signing to. You know, I don't know what your latitude is there, but be aware. The thought that just came to me and is we probably need that finalized again in 2025.
Okay.
So we can start leveraging all the benefits of that solar and public buildings grant.
Well, and that's the one that requires the 5%?
No, that's the Wolf Trap one.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
right?
They're the ones that dictates that the 5% safe harbor needs to be right. 80. Yes.
And there's no wiggle room on that, probably.
No. Not in all the meetings we've attended, that safe harbor this year needs to be met for that grant.
Okay.
No wiggle room. You will lose $50,000 in funding if you can't make that down payment of at least 5%. To keep good relations with Wolf Track, I would recommend the 10.
Okay. I didn't know if you had anything more for her.
I don't think so. Not that I can think of right off.
Okay.
Thank you for all the teamwork and all the success you've had. It's been amazing. You got all your solar funded. It doesn't happen every day.
You've done an awesome job.
Yes, she has.
Unbelievable.
It's been my pleasure. Let Ann know what things you want up next for me to be looking at, but I think after this we're kind of going to let the dust settle.
I think so. Please.
Let Ann catch her breath.
Go find some more money.
Take your goodies.
No, I'd like to leave them. Do you have workers or somebody who can call in? I've got some to take home, so I'm okay. Good.
Well, thank you.
Freeze them.
Thank you.
Thanks for
good
having
to see
me.
You.
Thank you so
nice
much
to see
you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so I guess we can move to adjourn. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. 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 And we're done.